Well, time now to go stateside and catch up across the Atlantic with the team from Science Update. And Chelsea's going to be looking at how pollution affects rainfall, while Bob will be staring into the eye of a hurricane.
This week for the Naked Scientists, we're going to focus on the water in our atmosphere. I'm going to talk about how scientists are improving their ability to predict hurricane intensity. But first, Chelsea's here to tell us why some mountaintops may not be getting their share of H2O.
Air pollution from cities can deprive nearby hills and mountains of rainfall. This according to meteorologist Daniel Rosenfeld of Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Looking at 50 years of data from a mountaintop in China, he and his colleagues found that while air pollution has steadily increased, rainfall has decreased.
Not only that, but when we look at the day-to-day variability in the amount of rain over the mountain, it is going together with the day-to-day variability in pollution.
Normally, moist air deflects up a mountainside, then cools and condenses into rain over the mountaintop. But if that moisture condenses on air pollutants, the drops don't get big enough to fall. Rosenfeld says this effect could dry up alpine watersheds, causing problems for the very cities creating the pollution.
Thanks, Chelsea. And while hills and mountains may have the problem of too little rain, some coastal areas have had the problem of too much in the form of hurricanes. In recent decades, scientists have become much better at predicting the paths of hurricanes, but not at predicting sudden changes in their intensity. That's why University of Washington atmospheric scientist Robert Howes and his colleagues are studying a part of the hurricane called the eye wall, the strong winds around the calm eye of the storm. Howes says those winds gain momentum as the eye wall contracts, but eventually the eye wall collapses and is replaced by a new one that's wider and weaker.
And this has a great deal to do with the intensity of the storm as a whole. The wider the eye wall, usually the less intense the winds.
Using data from planes flown into the eyes of hurricanes, his team is learning more about the eye wall cycle. The data will help create better models for predicting a storm's dramatic fluctuations.
Thanks, Bob. Next time we'll talk about what scientists are learning about disorders of the brain, including Alzheimer's, depression, and schizophrenia. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thanks, guys, and there'll be more from Bob and Chelsea next week.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks, the Naked Scientists.
And waiting in the wings, we'll be talking with John Grattan from the University of Aberystwyth about the worst atmospheric pollution event that ever took place in the history of mankind. What was that? We'll also be hearing from Jonathan Shanklin from the British Antarctic Survey about the science of ozone. And Professor Rod Jones from Cambridge University will be explaining to us about a gas that's far worse for global warming than carbon dioxide. And would you believe it's just humble water?